minutes, 6.1, regular council minutes of July 9th, 2019. Those minutes were circulated. Are there any errors or omissions in those minutes of circulation? Hearing none, a motion to approve those minutes of circulation would be in order. Moved by Councilor Fisk, seconded by Deputy Mayor Kelly. Any discussion? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? That is unanimous of those who were in attendance. Moving on to 6.2, special council meeting, July 8th, 2019. Those minutes were circulated. Are there any errors or omissions in those minutes of circulation? Hearing none, motion to approve those minutes would be in order. Moved by Councilor Hughes, seconded by Councilor Fralick. Any discussion? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you. The next item on the agenda is 7.0, Dangerous Store and Site Premises. We have 7.1, 465 Highway 8. I would ask Bylaw Officer Kellyanne Hurley to come forward if you would.
Morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Who would like to take the lead on this recommendation? Councilor Fancy?
I recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality declare the property located at 465 Highway 8 Milton, Nova Scotia, and identify the PID number 7007-9637 as unsightly as defined in the Municipal Government Act of Nova Scotia. And that the Council of Region of Queens cause an order to be served upon the owner of the property located at 465 Highway 8, Milton, Queens County, Nova Scotia, requiring that within 45 days of the date of the service of the order, the following work be carried out. Number one, ongoing maintenance of exterior to ensure that property remains within neighborhood standards as per the Municipal Government Act, Province of Nova Scotia, Section 344. Every property in a municipality shall be maintained so as not to be dangerous or unsightly. Number two, removal of all derelict vehicles, non-registered, non-roadworthy, including RVs and campers and associated vehicle parts. Number three, removal or proper storage inside a building of all metals, vehicle parts, oil barrels, appliances, furniture, tires, plastic, electronics. Number four, removal of all household garbage and other miscellaneous items strewn about the property and delivered to Region of Queens Solid Waste Management Facility or other approved locations. Number five, exterior painting of barn. Number six, cleanup and removal of all animal waste and remnants of animal food that may cause rodent activity. And number seven, removal of makeshift cattle shelter. And that if the owner fails to comply with the order, the administrator may cause the requirements of the order to be carried out and all expenses incurred by the Region of Queens Municipality become the responsibility of the owner.
Second to that, Councilor Fisk. Kellyanne, would you like to present on this issue?
465 Highway 8, Milton, Queens County, Nova Scotia. Owner, Dwayne Gordon McNutt. PID number 7007-9637. The offending property has been on the dangerous and unsightly roster at the Region of Queens Municipality since 2004. Numerous complaints received were involving derelict vehicles, vehicle parts, and substantial belongings strewn about the property, causing an eyesore. At times, Mr. McNutt has either sold or removed items and periodically complied to several cleanup requests. At the present date, Mr. McNutt has an abundance of derelict vehicles, vehicle parts, and other metals, plastics, oil barrels, appliances, and other miscellaneous items strewn about the property. This property does not meet with neighborhood standards accordingly. It must be noted that a vehicle is considered to be derelict if the vehicle is not in operational condition, or the vehicle is wrecked or partly wrecked, rusted or dismantled or partly dismantled, or it is not insured or registered under the Highway Traffic Act and does not have a current valid license plate attached to it, and finally, left outside of a building for more than 1 month. These definitions are approved as per the Municipal Government Act, Province of Nova Scotia, Section 3V. As of recent June 7th, 2019, the property owner was personally served by myself with a formal order to comply with a full list of remedies, and it must be noted that Mr. McNutt did attempt to comply and has completed the noted initiatives. 4 loads of domestic garbage and other miscellaneous items delivered to the Region of Queens landfill facility. 3 loads of metal were picked up and or delivered to Atlantic Welding. Western Head Auto Salvage removed 3 loads with a dump trailer for scrap metal, and Mr. McNutt is now in the process of milling out lumber to reface his barn. There were a number of cattle on the property that are presently out to pasture, with remnants of excrement, hay, food, etc., remaining, causing possible rodent activity and apparent odors due to present temperatures. Throughout this process, the property owner has complied on occasion, however not in full. Neighbors have been very patient and even helpful at times. However, the property devaluation and odor is an issue, and final cleanup is recommended. It must be noted that the property owner, Mr. Dwayne McNutt, is in attendance in council today. Is it imperative to note that also Mr. Dwayne McNutt does not have salvage yard approval, that neither Dave Clark nor Mr. Mike McDonald of Department of Environment have knowledge of. Both inspectors have not processed such an application or audited the location as noted. This information was confirmed on Friday, July 19th, 2019. So as of yesterday morning at 9:26 hours, July 22nd, I conducted yet another site inspection before council, and I have an update to offer you today. I met with Mr. McNutt to conduct a follow-up site inspection regarding work completed July 19th and July 22nd, 2019. The items completed are as follows. As per number 6, as cited in council recommendations, cleanup and removal of waste and remnants of animal food that may cause rodent activity or odor, some manure was given away and remnants used for an up-and-coming garden. Item number 7, removal of makeshift cattle shelter. The shelter has been taken down, however not removed from the property or dismantled. Mr. McNutt has piled up miscellaneous items, however those items are still stored and not removed. Item number 6 on the council recommendation list should therefore be removed and revert item number 7 to become number 6. As noted, 45 days to completion is recommended. Thus my recommendation today.
Thank you, Kellyanne. Mr. McNutt, I believe, is in the gallery today. If you would like to come forward in front of the public gallery, if you have comments that you would like to make.
I am trying to get everything cleaned up and done around there. I'm milling out a bunch of lumber and stuff for put up the fence. I'm going to go 6 feet, and that way there people can't see nothing in behind that I got. And the vehicles I got is parts vehicles I use. And the cattle, I approached you about the cattle into the superstore, and you told me I could have them, and you'd rather see them than horses or ponies. At least you could eat the animals. And that's what I got them for, to provide family with food. We milk the cow for stuff for in the house.
And I am
my name Richard Taylor, head horses. And the only reason why he got rid of them is knees went dead, couldn't look after them no more. And Wigglesworth, they had a saddle horse back behind. But I can't have a Cregan, a Cregan baby.
And I understand.
And they go to pasture 6 months of the year. They're only home there for the winter months. Somebody called and complained, said the animals were starving and all this and that. I had the head government once come there and inspected every day, and they said they was perfect. They raped the animals 5 out of 5, and they was fine. They had water source and they had shelter. And Calvador, people use it in the gardens. You can buy it at stores or wherever.
I certainly cannot remember the conversation, but
I think you would, because I had my young fellow with me, he remembers it.
But I will inform you that, as your understanding from a municipal planning strategy and land use bylaw, there are specific requirements in certain areas of Queens regarding animals. And it's my understanding that the MPSLUB does not allow that in your issue. Cattle are not on the property at this point in time, so it's not part of this issue that we're dealing with. I understand that you've put a good foot forward to get things moving. Councilor Deputy.
I did have shoulder surgery, and I ain't gonna have lifted on a whole bunch of stuff, so some of it's just gonna have to wait a little.
And bylaw officer Kellyanne Hervey has indicated that you are working towards solutions.
Yes.
It's beneficial that you can come and you can speak and you can allow council to hear your position as to what you're doing. And did you have anything to add this morning before we get into the deliberations on this issue?
No, like I said, I'm trying to do my best. I'm only a low-income person. Money only goes so far.
And I can appreciate that.
And I am fixing up my barn and stuff. It'll be fixed up. I'm building new lumber for that. And like I said, I'm putting up a fence. It's a camper, a little camper that's geared up for a hunting camper. And a motorhome. My friends from out west stays in that one. And it ain't an eyesore because there ain't nothing off of it and ain't nothing on it, really. And I plan on putting the fence over the other side. So it'll be fenced off pretty well the whole way around, my problem.
And I expect those are issues that you previously discussed with
Kelly.
And Kelly.
And she got pictures of what I had been doing, and we've been talking, and I think I've been doing pretty good.
Well, I thank you for your comments this morning, and the council will now move on with the deliberation of the issue.
Like I said about the vehicles, as one gets jumped, he'll be leaving the premises going to Atlantic Well. All right.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you.
Kellyanne, did you have anything to add further on this file?
Well, to be fair and impartial, I do have to say that Mr. McNutt now is making the attempt to clean. I do believe that we're going to have some issues with the derelict vehicles. I'm to the understanding that Mr. McNutt doesn't want to get rid of those, so I anticipate we'll have a struggle with that. But Duane and I will have a nice chat and we'll figure things out. But it needs to meet with neighborhood standards. It's been going on far too long, and there's a lot of property devaluation because of the eyesore that's in place. So I think it's time.
Any councillor have a question or comment on this item? Councillor Fancy?
I don't like starting this by ear, so I have to speak in. And again, I also say we're praised from Mr. McDuck for coming up front. It's not easy to go up in front of people and talk. I don't even like to talk from here. So it's not an easy thing to do. Now, I believe he is working towards what he wants to try to bring things up to a standard, but there are recommendations that it isn't a matter of our recommendations, it's a matter of what we need to be in compliance with. And that's what we're, as council, we're coming forward, not as what I feel or what I think it should be, but there are different things with Kellyanne has brought forward, is that the vehicles have to be registered or have to be to be roadworthy or they can't be there. It's not what Kellyanne's saying, it's not what anybody else is saying, it's what our compliance issues are. And even though it's not on the list, we talked to the animals were brought forward, and it is, as the mayor has said to a previous question, they do not fall under the guidelines of being able to be there.
And they're not part of this deliberation today because there are no animals on site?
No, I'm just saying because the statement was said, I'm just going back to that statement. So there are things that, you know, have to be up. And we have a 45-day window to try to meet, to bring everything into compliance, which is stated here. And so that's where, really, where, as far as we can go as council, is to say 45-day window. But this particular time, since it's been going on since 2004 and things, it needs to be not a partial but a complete compliance, that everything needs to be up to a certain standard, or at that particular time to be at a place where we know there's going to be an end to it.
Absolutely, that's the goal.
Yes.
That's the goal.
Okay.
Councilor McLeod?
So, Kellyanne, this has been going on for too many times in my time here on council. I know this is at least the second or third time that it's been before us here on site leave. And I know in the past there was a fence built to try to hide. That did nothing to do and did not remediate anything that was on site. The stuff still stayed there, and the fence was not a remedy for it. I feel strongly that Mr. McNutt should be held responsible for this, that when he stated that his income did not allow a lot of, was an issue, there's no charge to residents to take anything at all into the landfill. I've made several trips myself for personal, it just takes a vehicle to load it on and take it out. It may take in a half hour. There's no excuse for anything being on that property that is going to be of any expense to Mr. McNutt to get rid of. I feel for the neighbors. I feel for the community. Every time I drive by there, I say to myself, here we go again. You know, it's unsightly, it's unnecessary, and you're doing your darndest, I know, in your capacity. But you need council support in this. And I will certainly do whatever I can to make sure this property is completely cleaned up. Not partially, completely cleaned up to the standards that we set and the neighbors expect. And I think certainly 45 days is too much. I feel 30 days would be adequate, but that would have to be an amendment to the motion.
Deputy Mayor Kelly?
I'd like to clarification. I know it's not part of the recommendations for the cattle, but I'd like clarification because a number of people have brought it up right now. They're not there now, but it sounds like there's every intention that they'll come back, and they're not supposed to be there. Can we have clarification?
Deputy Mayor, that is not an issue of discussion on the motion. It's not part of it. It would be a future issue that may or may not occur. It's not applicable to bring it into the conversation on this motion today. It's going too far aside.
We can't allow the bylaw enforcement officer to comment on the cattle at this time?
It's not within her jurisdiction.
No.
Okay, thank you.
Any other comments or questions?
No, that's it.
Councillor Fisk?
Yes, Mayor. Mr. McNutt, I give him credit for standing up today and stating his concerns. But I also know that the property is in dire straits of cleanup. The derelict vehicles is very important to be moved. I don't know how he would feel any different. But the 45 days is very sufficient, Kelly, that you gave him to do all the cleanups, and I would hope that I will say that he has applied to a lot of the things that have been asked of him, and he's still trying. I understand that, but he has to keep on trying to make beautify the community, because it is taking away from the owners of the other facilities next to him. The cost, the value of their properties are going down because of it, and I really think that it's about time that Mr. McNutt took the initiative to keep working with you, and I wish you all the best. Thank you.
And then the councilor have a question or comment?
I really would like clarification. So, could you explain why animals on a particularly zoned property are are not, that is part of our bylaw, municipal bylaws, land use bylaws, is not the jurisdiction of our bylaw enforcement officer? Just looking for clarification, I want to understand.
Sure, our bylaw enforcement officer doesn't have the authority to enforce municipal planning, land use bylaw regulations. Our director of planning and our development officer do. And so to ask our bylaw officer to comment on somebody else's regulations would be inappropriate, it's not under her area of jurisdiction. You have to go to our director of planning or development officer to ask what our rules and regulations are and enforcement procedures for that.
Okay, thank you.
Another counselor that may want to speak, or? So, Kellyanne, do you have a final comment on this issue?
Well, I'm definitely going to follow this through to the end, and Mr. McNutt understands that, and I believe that we're at a state where if we do not get 100% full compliance, we will be bringing this before the courts. So at this stage in the game, I'm quite certain Mr. McNutt and I are going to work together to fulfill these recommendations.
So you've heard the comments along on this issue as it's been discussed today. Bylaw Officer Kellyanne Hurley has recommended that item number 6 be removed as it's completed, and that number 7 item be renamed as number 6. That would require an amendment to the motion. Would someone like to make that amendment? Moved by Councilor Krellick, seconded by Councilor Fisk. Is there any discussion on the amendment? Are you ready for the question on the amendment?
Question.
All those in favor of the amendment? It is unanimous. So now we have an amended motion. Is there any discussion on the motion as amended? Are you ready? Yes, Councilor McLeod?
Is it possible that I could make an amendment to change it to 30 days rather than 45?
You could.
I make that amendment.
Moved by Councilor McLeod to amend the 45 days to 30 days. Is there a second to that motion? Deputy Mayor Kelly seconded. Is there discussion on that item? On that amendment? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion?
Amendment.
Yeah, on the amendment, yes. We have 2 in favor, those opposed. The amendment is defeated. So now we are to the amended motion, which has the changing of the order of the items. Are you ready for the question on the amended motion?
Question.
All those in favor of the amended motion? It is unanimous. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we now have 8.0 economic development, 8.1 proposed Liverpool waterfront re-image design, and our director of economic development, Jenny Rocket, is coming forward. She's going to do an oral presentation on this today.
I am, and I also have the plan. Thanks. It doesn't go in well.
So on Wednesday, July 10th, EDM Planning Services presented a draft design of the reimagined Liverpool waterfront to council and then also at a public meeting at the VIC. Can everybody hear me? The draft design was informed by stakeholder engagement in late January and early February, and also included a meeting with council, as well as meetings with invited stakeholders, which included Liverpool businesses and organizations that would be directly impacted by changes to the waterfront or who have a vested interest in its use. The draft design also took into consideration the known flood issues, and it's hoped that it can be undertaken to fit with the flood mitigation efforts once they've been determined. The feedback from the public session was in general largely positive, and people really viewed it as an achievable design. We've since posted the draft design in the lunchroom for staff for comment, and we've also posted it online on social media with a series of questions. I've received a number of emails. Most are positive, and some have there were some questions about clarification, so I will respond to all those. I haven't responded to all of them yet. And I think most of the concerns can just be addressed through a more thorough explanation because the plan doesn't show everything. The public comment is available until Friday, and then I'll be sending a summary of recommendations to EDM for their consideration in the final plan. So the intention of the proposed plan is to reimagine and reactivate the waterfront, and just in the interest of those of you who weren't at the meeting, and also some public, I know Leon, you had a question about the bandstand.
So this area over here is meant to be a recreation area. There is a boat shed with a dock here, a play field that will just be available for play, not structured in any way. It was originally labeled as a soccer field, but they removed that. The cabana type buildings are meant to be similar to the ones that are on the Halifax waterfront, so for vendors and activities. The beach area is actually, the beach doesn't actually go down to the water, so for you to the beach area and there would be steps down to the water. I do have a quiet voice, but I am trying. The middle section would be more like a cultural area, and this building, and Mr. Robertson, you asked about this. This would be like an extension on the building that would have a stage and a covered, it would be like a covered stage area, similar to, or the same idea as something like Albany Landing in Dartmouth. So there would be an opportunity for music and shows and sound. And then this building was discussed just as an open market area on the bottom, so there could be a year-round market. And then it was proposed that the second floor be a library space or some similar type space. And then this would be a parking area so that people who are at the market can back in, and it's right up ground level. And then this kind of tourism children's section, so this is the BX right here. And then this was proposed to be a splash pad, and then move the boat playground from the bottom corner down here up to here so that you have like a really concentrated children's play area. They also narrowed the road right the way along and created some like green pedestrian spaces through here and then here. And it was just more about like kind of beautifying those areas and making better connections between the waterfront and businesses on Main Street. And the parking lot, there was some reconfiguration of the parking lot that added safer crosswalks with sidewalks and some green areas, so just to slow traffic and also make it safer for people to cross. And I think So the next steps following this meeting would be to summarize the contents, the comments that I received from the public, from the meeting, from the council meeting last week, from this meeting, and then we'll make some recommendations on what we think should or could be changed. But it's their plan, so it's really, I mean, they're very open to working with us, and they will create they'll create a final plan, which I'll bring back to council hopefully in August. And then I think at that time, it's thought we would try to get the concept approved, and then we can move forward to find partners and funding opportunities.
Any comments or questions? Councilor Fancy?
Well, I think one other thing, too, is where they're going to try to work with where you come onto the bridge.
Right.
Taking away that, maybe that meridian and being able to make, move the road over.
Oh, yes. They,
so that it's,
yeah,
makes
exactly.
It safer coming out of, from there from the bridge.
And they did talk about that, so they, it's hard to see here, but.
Got a point for the pointer on here.
Oh. First time. Okay, right. So this area up here, they kind of proposed building out a bit of a green space with a more welcoming sign welcoming you to the waterfront in the downtown area. And it, it does narrow that section, but it also changes the line of vision because you're a little bit further away from the bridge when you pull out to turn left.
Any follow-up, Councilor?
Yeah. The other thing which I really liked about where, down on the point, where they're creating a wharf going out.
Yes.
And a, maybe a possible beach.
Right.
Like a fake beach area.
Down here.
Is that they were saying up by the bridge you have a lot of undertow.
Right.
Everybody's swimming really isn't a safe spot because of that would be then become the swimming area up on the point, which is really a better area. I mean, it could be, and you're saying there was kayaks and everything else could be over
mm-hmm.
there in that area, so because that becomes more the central area for the
right.
for the water activities.
Yes.
Which is a safer area without the undertow.
Councilor Fisk?
Just a quick question on the building part where they're talking about the market
mm-hmm.
and the library upstairs.
Yeah.
So did they consider the senior part of it walking up down steps versus an elevator?
So the market area would all be ground level, but there would have to be an elevator.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Councilor Fogg?
I attended the meeting that evening at the Information Center. And the presenter was a little bit, I mean, she said things that were kind of undoable, or she mentioned about the flow of building the building there so that if it was flooding, it would be able to accommodate any flooding, which was, that was kind of a bizarre remark because that area doesn't flood anyway. So people were assuming that the building was going to be built such that it would take, if it was flooding in that area,
mm-hmm.
then the water would just flow under. My opinion, I think that should just be a one-floor building with stalls, not an upstairs.
Yeah.
That adds to the cost as well. And, you know, to go to the extra expense of having an elevator and that sort of thing, that's really, that's a lot of high-maintenance aspect also. So I think if stalls were built, just a general stall, similar to what they have in Shelburne, would be ideal. You can open it up into a stage area, you know, transform mm-hmm. it into an outdoor stage area. So that would accommodate any type of entertainment down there. And I don't know why that, I mean, that probably could be incorporated in, if you're going to build a building, look at what's successful in other communities and see what works for them, because
mm-hmm.
it will probably work for us here. There was discussions about accommodating sailboats or boats on the other side of the bridge, and I know that is Murdy Seafoods.
I don't think
area.
They brought that up because
no.
they didn't focus on
no,
that area.
No, I know that,
all.
But I mean, it's a discussion because it is waterfront.
Right.
The waterfront just doesn't go from the bridge down. It, I mean, we have a whole waterfront.
Yeah, we don't own that though, do we? We do.
Do we own a portion of that? No. Right
so
to the bridge is Murdy Seafoods.
We only own. So that was the focus of their report, was only on our property,
okay.
not on any private property.
So the wharf area there now that people are using when they up by the bridge, which is ours, and that could be reconstructed to make it more safer or moved down to another area that wasn't so.
Yeah, I think they were talking about moving this that more down here, like
down
where you
that
have
area
a little
there.
Bit of a dock area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people in mackerel season like to fish off of those wharfs
mm-hmm.
too. So if that could just be maybe made a little bit more safer or stay there and then do something else down the other end.
Because
yeah. that is a big attraction.
Yeah.
A lot of families and kids and, you know, that's quite an activity in there in August generally.
Yeah.
So that could be considered.
I'll just comment on the library too.
Yeah.
I think that they... Their idea behind that was having an anchor building that would attract people every day to the waterfront. So so maybe it's not a library, but it's something that brings people to that area regularly, not just on a Saturday or when there's a show. It's like about kind of reactivating and using that space as a, like as a, you know, as a thing, like as a regular, that people are always down there.
We talked about bandstands, we talked about gazebos. Yeah. That certainly is a big attraction.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that can certainly be incorporated there. And we've been looking at that for a long time. And that's that certainly is something that would bring people in. It would be used by the community and...
Yes, for sure. So seasonally it would be, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, all year round. Really. Yeah. I mean, we can do things here in winter time. In Germany, they have a lot of winter festivals, so that could be done there too.
Yeah.
Just some thoughts.
Councilor Phil?
I have a lot of comments. I guess I want to start with the beach area, and that, and I had a conversation with the engineer, our engineer, about that there's still, you know, not 100% of sewer is going in the sewer system from the lower part of town and Milton. So I'm really concerned that we'd be putting something there that we're actively promoting when, you know, it's not 100% clean. So I'm not sure how you get around that, but, you know, the concept is good, but yet, you know, we're surrounded by beaches that we don't have to worry about as much. So, and I remember before when we were looking for a temporary wharf in that area, for the festival, and we were told again that the current was way too strong and we couldn't put something there and have it be safe and have any sort of liability attached to it. So I think the current is very strong, and I think we should have a really good look at that current versus the current down by the bridge. Because you don't want to invest all that money in something that...
If I could, Councillor Fraley. If I may have your attention in the public gallery, our audio recording is very sensitive and it does pick up conversations. So I would appreciate it if we would be able to reduce that. Thank you. Councillor Fraley, you may continue.
Thank you. I was also kind of disappointed with a lot of things looking into the future. That's where I am. You know, there's a huge push to... is everybody finished? There's a huge push to eliminate plastics. We have water going through that park, so water fountains would be appropriate for the future. Mm-hmm. If we're thinking about down the road, also, you know, there's electric cars, truly a way of the future. We have a couple of stations over at Sobeys, but if we're really looking into the future, there should be that included.
Yeah.
The other thing is, I heard a lot of comments about it's great for kids, but not a lot for seniors in... you know, kind of stations for seniors to go, picnic areas, tables. I know there's a big problem with all of the sidewalks in the park, that you're okay to get a wheelchair on the sidewalk, but there's a lip on each one that hasn't been addressed yet, so people can't go through the park. And if we're looking at 100% accessibility, then we should be looking at that. There's one section over behind the VIC that's not paved yet, so when we do the Happy Wheelers, we have to go around them. So accessibility should be 100% priority.
Yeah.
You know, that's something that we don't have a choice on anymore. No. So when we're building, however long this process takes, accessibility needs to be completely addressed.
Yeah.
Also, when we're talking about playgrounds, there's a huge push when we were in Quebec We have brochures about natural playgrounds, which again, a wave of the future, that we're getting rid of the plastics and everything to go along with that. So I'll forward that to you. There's actually two here. And they're very popular, and that should be addressed. I've had a message from Debbie Walmolt concerning the splash pad.
Yes.
Her concern is that we're going to be maintaining two splash pads. And, you know, this splash pad is not a new idea. We've brought this forward many times with no luck. But I would like to have, you know, acknowledgement to go back to Debbie to find out, you know, I know it's been a challenge for them. They're concerned about fundraising for a splash pad if we're going to go ahead and put one in. So, and I don't agree one way or the other, but we'd like something to go back to her with.
Okay.
Back in 2013, I had talked to the engineer about when we were just in the early stages of planning the skateboard park. My feeling was it should be downtown. It should be part of that park. We probably wouldn't be having this conversation because I think once that skateboard park came in, everything would have tumbled in behind.
And EDM actually raised that too, I think, if you remember
yeah,
at the council meeting.
Yeah, they certainly did. But when I talked to him, he thought it was a great place as well because they could have had it so that when water came up, it could have drained out. And so that would solve some of the problem on the waterfront. But we were given, at the next council meeting, I was given a slideshow. We were given a slideshow of horrendous pictures of flooding all along that waterfront. And they were from ground level, they were from the air, they were from... And at the time, flooding was going into the part where that building is.
Mm-hmm.
And it went up as far as Hell Bay that you couldn't get in there. So we had a conversation about the library or the building and putting it on the second floor. This is just recently with the engineer. And he was, you know, kind of shocked that we would consider that because of the flooding, of the expense that to get it up on the second level.
Mm-hmm.
If we have flooding, which is, you know, it's not going to get better, it's going to get worse in the next little bit. There's times you can't even get down to that area. You can't get down Legions, or whatever the one is by Hell Bay, you can't get down that street because of the flooding. So that building, whatever it ends up to be, would basically be sitting there with no access to it.
Well, I don't think that there'd be any intention of building it before there were mitigation efforts in place. Is that
Well, unless you have a flood mitigation plan that's going to entirely keep up water, and we heard the reports, none of their proposals to date, you know, and I'm talking to the engineer about this and potential, and I asked him if he had a solid plan to keep the water out, and at this point, the answer is no. I mean, you cannot build a wall to keep water out. When we were in Quebec, Deputy Mayor Kelly can talk more about this. The flood mitigation was a more natural way of doing the waterfront, so the water still came up, but it went out. So there's a lot of talk around that and the building. So just one other thing. The soundstage, you know, we've talked about that for many years. We've never had it followed up on. We've never explored other possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
We've brought up, and this is, you know, goes way back. The soundstage in Truro, which is a really good venue and brings in hundreds and hundreds of people regularly. That all has to be programmed. So you know, that was always the reason we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Because the, you know, in order to have it, someone had to program it.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, I think that should be at the forefront again, and we should be looking at similar, and not a gazebo. We just had an event down in Bridgewater, and there was a gazebo, and every performer was blocked out because it's not meant to be a performance stage.
Yeah.
It's really not. It needs to be something round. You know, there was a great idea in one of the last plans, that They had a community fireplace, mm-hmm. which brings everybody together. Mm-hmm. I would like to see that on there because, you know, everything we should do moving forward is about bringing community together.
Yeah.
Whether it's in the park or whether it's about anywhere in town, it's about bringing people together.
Mm-hmm.
So that that wood burning place would do just that. So anyway, those are just a few of the thoughts. And
great.
I can certainly write these down if you're interested.
Yes. If you email them to me,
I will.
Yeah, that would be great.
Thank you.
Governor McKellen?
Thanks, Jenny. I'm glad that we are finally focusing on our waterfront. I think that the three main issues are driving traffic to the park, driving traffic to Main Street, and cleaning up the parking lot and making it safer and allowing that flow back and forth. And I think that's the most important part. But when you're driving traffic down to the park, they have to have a reason to go there. And I think that, you know, there's a few things here that will allow that to happen. I don't think that there's anything that is in particularly unique about what we're doing here. And I think that we may be missing an opportunity if people are choosing to go to one community or another.
Mm-hmm.
I think Councillor Frelick had mentioned this before. When we were at FCM, we had to walk through a park. There was a fountain there, but that was sort of like the secondary thing that people were taking pictures of. There were huge red plant pots, like a terracotta pot,
right.
Only they were bright red, and they were the size of me, like they were as tall as I was, right? They were and filled with flowers, and
yeah.
It was such a simple thing, and probably extremely low cost,
mm-hmm.
But everyone was getting their picture taken next to these plant pots. They really did make a statement. So I think that, you know, my only comment would be to EDM would be, you know, could they come up with, and this may be in the finer details
mm-hmm.
as well, of pulling this whole thing together. But I just think that, you know, there needs to be just something that's more unique about people want to come, like that's what they, you know, what is that one thing about Liverpool that was that, oh, we have to go down and see the plant pots. We have to go down because there's this thing there that everybody flocks to, you know, and I'm sure that their expertise in this particular area, I mean, I think in the Halifax waterfront, you know, it's the hammocks or,
yeah,
you
know
something like that.
Yeah.
You know, simple, but really, really effective in you know, inexpensive. But this, you know, the buzz, this is where the buzz comes
yeah.
from and what gets them there in the first place. So I would really like them to focus on that one little thing. I mean, I concur with the rest of the councillors that talked about a two-story building on the waterfront. Like, I do believe there needs to be an anchor there, but I'm not so sure that a two-story building on the waterfront, I think that it's going to block views, it's going to block, you know, it really blocks from one side to the other and makes it separate then. I understand that what they talked about, the coziness of Centennial Park and with the kids and stuff like that, but I still think that, you know, there should be a lot of flow through from one park to the other. It's still a big, wide open, empty space that doesn't, you know, people walk around the edges and never go in the middle
mm-hmm.
because there's nothing to draw them and there's not enough shade. That's the one complaint
yeah.
about, there's not enough shade.
And that came up at the public meeting too, that
yeah.
it'd be nice to have more
to
trees.
Those parks to
yeah.
allow them to come in. Know, and if there's, even if there were tables all over the place, it's like people stick to the outer edges and don't really come in to use those areas. I mean, even when the park's being used for festivals and things like that, or car shows, I still think it's there's room to have features to draw
mm-hmm.
people within the centers of those areas, because that's what people want to see when they drive by. They want to see it being used, and that just
mm-hmm.
allows more people to use. But yeah, that would be my only comments.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I do, you know, more focus on, they have done it where they've done the pathways from there to there and fixing up the parking lot. Those are my main things. I think the others are the finer details of what actually draws people down to that park area.
And maybe, Chris, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that, is that something that would be, like, that we would be working on, like, as we're going forward, not necessarily all those finer details be appearing in a concept?
That's correct. This is the concept. We need endorsement from council to endorse the concept. A lot of the details, like electric parking, like, this doesn't talk about where the parking just designates. There's no loss in parking. There has to be more parking. Or where the handicapped spots would be, where electric car park would be, those types of things. That's in the final detail stuff. And so a number of the things we're talking about are the final detail stuff. But we're nowhere near that stage. We need to get consensus on the concept that we like what we see, we want to move forward, and then we can move forward into the detail stuff and the costing and all that stuff. Because even the building, I mean, we have no way to win the building right now. And so if you don't have any tenants, you don't have a building. But if you have five tenants, then that's going to dictate the size of the building, the location of the building, the orientation of the building, the height of the building, and all those types of things. But then that'll be a discussion with council, whether you want five people in there, a two-story building, or whether you want to turn someone away and want to put two people in there and have a one-story building. Those are details we're nowhere near at this point in time.
Yeah.
Councilor McLeod?
Jenny, this is the concept.
Yes.
A lot of the concept now has come from council. Like, this was a starting point.
Mm-hmm.
And you indicated in that you said that it is EDM's plan. It's not their plan, it's our plan.
Right. I mean, they're designing it.
Yeah, okay.
They're the experts.
They're the experts. Okay. I really feel we've got a lot more from our initiative adding to that. So I hope that we don't have to rely on experts anymore, because we know what Waterfront needs.
Mm-hmm.
We know what our community will accept. We've been through this so many times before. So I hope once this concept is accepted, then I think it's your role then to carry that through to its completion. Is that, I'm saying, this is going to be your project?
I don't think it's me alone.
No.
No, I think it's like planning and engineering.
Oh, absolutely.
And
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I mean,
it's within the confines of our staff that's going to be putting this together. Like, I hope we don't have to hire any more consultants to do anything.
Yeah, I don't really know. I mean, I think that those people exist for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And you hire them because they have expertise in certain things, and they know what types of buildings can go where, and they understand flooding and flood mitigation, and they get, like, I don't understand that. And I'll be the first one to say, like, I have no idea. They can tell me it might work because they have experience in that and they know that. I don't have that experience.
Mm-hmm.
So
what will be your role with this once we accept this?
So my role would be, like, finding partners, working with stakeholders. Like, just as an example, I met with a business owner on one of the streets that they suggested they pedestrianize. So I met with them, we talked about it, they just want to be kept in the loop going forward. I'll work with them on what that might look like in the end. And so I really feel like my role is, like, bringing the pieces together,
mm-hmm.
and helping facilitate that, like, this project happen. But certainly it's not me alone.
No, I realize that. I'm saying, like, but because you indicated at the public meeting that you're so excited because this is
exciting.
You will be involved.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't want to spend any more dollars on consultants' views that we're sitting here and putting our own views forward, although, you know, that was the catalyst to get us thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But we've thought about this so many times that hopefully now we're at that point, or soon we'll be at that point, and then we can carry on with it ourselves.
Yeah.
Yes, Jenny, I like the idea that we brought forth a concept that we haven't destroyed,
mm-hmm.
that we're willing to at least start with. You know,
there's hope.
If you don't have a base, you're trying to piecemeal everything and try to make it, so you got a concept to start from. So we're bringing back recommendations or suggestions from each one of what we could see as being helpful, and from experience. for some people, and some people just as likes and wants and the whole business along with it. So that way, I think we've made a great strides to where we're headed for. The one thing I add along with it, from other people you talk to, I remember being out in Caledonia and Annapolis. There were some people from Annapolis, what they do up there.
Mm-hmm.
You say, what do you need for an anchor and things like that? But they started building a boat up there. And, the fellow said, I've been working on that boat for years.
Yeah.
Because what happens, everybody comes along and wants to be interactive, to nail the nail in there. He says, we don't do anything. He said, we don't do it, but that people want to be and be part of. So those are type of things that can be a drawing card.
Definitely.
To
I think that
we could have Todd up there building a canoe. And
yeah.
So people see that nobody else is doing that. You know, there's all kinds of things that could be a drawing card,
mm-hmm.
that can be added at a later date.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting away from just, but not taking away from the concept of where we are.
Right.
Which doesn't have to be built into where we're doing.
Exactly.
It could be added later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Councilor Frill?
One of the other things that we saw were in Quebec was public art.
Yes.
And,
I'm
you know, part of the whole thing with the statue was not so much that it was title warranted, that it was public art by one of our famous artists in Liverpool. And, you know, they had study tours just driving around looking at public art.
Yeah.
So when Deputy Mayor Kelly talks about, I know those parks,
mm-hmm.
I mean, at every corner, it was public art, there was statues, it was, and White Point has just proven themselves beyond words with their
art installation.
Yeah.
Installation last
That's
year
so
of
good.
Public art. So we know the artists are out there.
Yeah.
And if we're looking for a way to draw people into that park,
mm-hmm.
it's amazing. So I would really like to look down that
for
road
sure.
as well. One of the things that's missing up here is we've been told, you know, when we had the big controversy over food trucks and the Legion property, and we really pushed at the time to have stuff down by the past the VIC towards the bridge.
Okay.
And they called that prime waterfront space. And we had a big plan for that, and we were allowed to put food trucks there, which, you know, our concept of food trucks was have them right by the bridge so people could actually see them coming into the town. So now we have one food truck that nobody can really see. He relies on signage. And we still have an empty prime waterfront that people sit in and throw their cigarette butts out. So in this plan, there's nothing addressing what we could be doing along there. And that was one of the things that was instilled on us every time we
mm-hmm.
brought up doing something at that spot. So I'd really like to see that area come up with a concept.
Yeah, and Margo and I sort of had conversations after the meetings, and we did talk about that, and I brought that up too, because the kind of area around Hell Bay here, like, it would really benefit from more food, I think, options there. And also we had a big discussion about public art and how to make like these pedestrianized spaces really
mm-hmm.
exciting through
yeah.
art.
Absolutely.
And murals, and maybe it's not murals on the back of the building, like maybe it's those murals through those little alleyways that really interest people and kind of bring them there. So I'm really, so that is on, we did talk about that even
yeah.
though it didn't make it to this. Yeah.
And I think you'll find that that's really what we're looking for at the council, is just looking for those unique things.
Yeah.
Because this feels a little bit like a cut and paste that, you know, we did this in Carroll, we did this in Dartmouth, we did this.
Right.
And we're really looking at the depth of,
yeah.
of what we're looking, because, you know, and Councillor McLeod is exactly right. You know, you have seven councillors here that all have visions, and, you know, when we head off to FCM and these places, that's why we're being sent
mm-hmm.
to learn this stuff.
Yes.
Yet nobody's really asking us what we've learned. You know, we make a small presentation, and most times it goes away.
Right.
But that's our learning point there, and there's not a person here that doesn't have the same vision for the waterfront or any area in Queens County. So it's about listening to counselors and giving us, rather than hire someone to get approval, listen to us what we're telling and get approval from us. So, and that's not happened, particularly on this waterfront. So, yeah, so I'm in agreement with what they're saying about moving forward.
Any other comments? Counselor have a comment on this discussion item? So it's my understanding, Jenny, that the consultants will take the comments that they've pulled together previously, as well as the discussion from council today. Mm-hmm. They will make some possible revisions to their schematic. It will come back as a report that they have eventually finalized,
mm-hmm.
and then it will come to council for either acceptance or change.
Yeah, and I think like this is just a concept, and even the final plan will just be a concept. Like, I think that there's a lot of freedom for us to do things within that. Like, I'm really, like, I love the idea of public art. And so, like, that's not there, but it's certainly in their minds, and obviously in yours and mine. And I think that is a really important, I do think it is a draw. So I think that we have some freedom to do those things, but one thing I think that will be important is to be really unified, because you need to, like, to do something like this, you have to have confidence of the public, confidence of investors and partners. So if we're not in agreement, it will be hard to move it forward. So I'd like to have a concept that we all support and feel good about, and then we add those little things that make it unique to us.
The sand beach area,
mm-hmm.
The water depth directly off of that area is very deep. I would expect it would be a high liability area for the region of Queens, and it's something that perhaps they will take into consideration as they move forward. Any other comments from council before we close this issue? Yes, Councilor Platt.
Just from experience, we took the canoe out down the Mersey River last week. It's a beautiful night. And I always thought there was on the waterfront near there another boat ramp. Is there nothing on that side?
There's only one, to my understanding, down
it's over
close
by
to the
lanes.
Bridge. There's a boat ramp on the other side by lanes, but there's a floating dock on the visitor information center side.
Yeah, I know that, but there's nothing on this side. Where's the but that's on the other side.
There's a boat ramp on Main Street at the bottom of Amherst.
At the bottom of Amherst Street?
There's a small, narrow piece of land that goes right down to the water, so that you can launch a boat from there.
Mm. I'm just thinking whether there could be an opportunity for something like that down near the waterfront.
Right.
Because it's kind of like there's a lot of heavy current down near the bridge to load it in there, but
mm-hmm.
just a pocket.
There's a proposed dock.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A floating dock there on the schematic.
Mm-hmm. Floating dock, yeah.
Yeah, with like a boat ship,
so
maybe kayaks or someone to operate.
You'd be able to tie up a canoe or some light boat there.
Boat.
Perhaps even have a rental there.
Yeah, I'm talking about a launch ship.
And one of the other suggestions that I got from somebody publicly was it would be nice to have somebody like renting bikes
mm-hmm.
from there as well, especially with the trestle maybe being
yes.
open and being mm-hmm. able to do that loop. So
yeah.
we've gotten some good suggestions
yes.
from the public too.
Thank you, Jenny, and
you're welcome.
Council for your input today. We will move on to 9.0 corporate services. We have nothing there today. 10.0 engineering and works. We have nothing there today. And before we
Thank
get into 11.0 finance and that presentation, I'm going to call a 5-minute recess for our special
This is a meeting next Wednesday.
No, everything's good. That's a minute.
We will resume council meeting.
2 minutes. We'll give you 2 minutes.